Okay, we're going to hear at the bottom of Chaf Hei Amud Bet. The Gemara left off yesterday with two statements. One was, Amar Rav Zot Omeret Shaot Poslot BeKodshim. That was that by Kodshim, determination of age is not simply by the day based on the year when it was born, but rather by the actual hour. We go Me'et La'et when it comes to the birthday of an animal. That's number one. And number two, the Gemara's conclusion was that Rabbi Zera's statement that Atzorim Ozen Pai Bachar Kibel Damo Pasul, that the animal cannot have a mum between Shechita and Zrikat Adam. The animal must be there in its entirety once we hit the Zrika, once we hit Kabbalat Adam. After that, it's not a problem because you have Rabbi Yeshua's statement. But by Kabbalat Adam, we will require the fact that there is no mum, nothing has changed about the animal. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Rabbi Lozer, it's the last line of Chaf Hei Amud Bet. Hi Bifnim, Regla Bachutz. The animal's inside, but its legs are outside. Chotoch, Ba'achakach Shechat Kshira. He cuts them off, and then the Shechita, fine. Shechat, on the other hand, if the Shechita, Ba'achakach Hatach Psula. He does the Shechita, and then afterwards cuts them off, then it's going to be Psula. So let's understand this. Mari asked the first question, which probably jumped at you right away. What do you mean? Chatach, v'achar kach shachat, k'shera, ba'mum, kach makrif. There's a ba'mum already, cutting its legs off. There's nothing like this animal. How could you claim that this is fine or k'shera? Cut the legs off and then you do shechita. That doesn't work. So Ela Ema, Zed Gemara is going to amend this statement of Rabbi Amram Rabbi Lazar to read, Chatach, V'achar kach kibel k'shera. Kibel, v'achar kach chatach, psula. So the Gemara here changes the memra to read about Kabbalat Adam and not about Shechitat Abeima. So if you're talking about Kabbalah versus Shechita, now we've changed the situation. The implications of which are that by Shechita you cannot have a Baal Mum. But when it comes to Kabbalah, you could have a Baal Mum. So we obviously know what the problem is already, which is the Gemara asks, Hatach, Vachar Kibel K'sheira. He cuts legs off, and then he does the Kabbalat Adam, it's K'sheira. Vaha Amar Rabbi Zeira. Didn't Rabbi Zeira just tell us that Hatzorim Ozen Bechor, Vachar Kach Kibel Damo? Person puts a moment of Bechor between Shechita and Kabbalat Adam, Pasul. Shnemar Lakach Midam HaPar, Parsha Yakvar. To take the dam from the par that already existed, being the par in its state at the time of Shechita. State at the time of Shechita is without a Baal Mum. So to over here, without a Mum. So how could you claim that Kabbalah is the amendation of the statement that will solve our problem? So Amar Rav Chista, Rav Chista says, yes, you can have that. Amar Chista Amar Vimei, Chotech Be'ever, Ad Shemegile Etzem. The problem that we assume here is that there's a Mum. Well, a Mum only comes about in certain situations. Here, when you cut off the legs, the only time it's considered a mum is if you cut through the bone itself. If you cut through to the point where the bone is separated from the leg and the leg is now severed from the behema. On the other hand, if you just chotech be'ever ad shemegile etzim, if he cuts around until it reaches the bone but doesn't cut the bone itself, then you do not have a mum. Then you don't have a problem of a mum. If you have a problem of a mum, then we can say chatach v'achakach Kibel Daman. Our solution here is to say that we're talking about Kabbalat Adam. What about the problem of Chaticha creating a Mum? We're talking about a type of Chaticha that does not classify as a Mum. It's a Chaticha that does not reach through to the Etzem. So Gemara says, wait, Kibel, Barakaka Chatach Psula. If he does the Kabbalat Adam, and then he cuts afterwards, then it's Psula. Why is that? Why is cutting afterwards cause the problem? Sheshvamino. Dam amuvlab ivarim damhu. Blood that is absorbed in the ivarim is considered or classified as a din of dam. So why is this important? Because remember, the legs of the behema were bechutz. The legs of the behema were outside. So we know the legs themselves present a problem for us in terms of the kochim here. The behema was inside, it was shechted inside, kibbalat adam inside, but we have this problem that the legs were outside at that time. Now, what's the problem? Well, the problem is, if there is something in there that has a classification, we call it of ochel, a classification of a liquid, then that item would become pasul bi yotzei, pasul with going out. So now, if I classify the dam evarim, the blood of an ever, as being dam, now I have a problem of Yotze. I have a problem with the fact that the animal's legs are now outside. After the time that it was shechted, now the legs are outside the area or that is designated for that animal, the shechita of that animal, and the kavata dam of that animal, and that'll make it pasul yotze. So that's assuming that it's ochav. If it's just water, if it doesn't have any significance to it, then we won't have that. So when here you have the leg sticking out, it sounds like the dam is dame verim, and therefore there's a problem. Why? Because how do we solve the problem? Rav Chista's answer is if chatach. How did he do it? He cut the leg to the point where he didn't cut off the etzem. So that prevented it from being a mum, but on the other hand, what did it stop? It stopped the blood from flowing up into the animal. So when he cut the leg around the bone, the blood can no longer rush out of the beit shechita. So by doing that, he separated between the blood that's in the animal's legs and the dam nefesh. So that will not be posel when he does kavata dam. You'll have no dam evarim.
The same blood exactly that when it was yotzei.
Well, the assumption is that all the blood will rush out of the beit shechita, including that which is found in the legs. That's right. That is the assumption in the Gemara here. So on the other hand, if he does the shechita first and then only afterwards does the chaticha, then that dam evarim is now joined with the dam nefesh and is going to the mizrak. And dam evarim we know is pasul. We saw that yesterday is pasul for zrikat adam. So that's the Gemara's suggestion over here, is that from this we must conclude that dam amuvla, that dam that is in the legs, evarim damu, that has a classification of dam. So one issue that we say that it has or impact for, if it's called dam, is one is for yotze. Number two, Rashi says bekareit nami lechayev. So Rashi says that achilat adam, you get karet for eating dam. So Rashi says that's another nafkamina as a din of dam. Tosus rejects that and says, sorry, but dam evarim does not have a din in karet, it's only a din in lav. But Tosus says there are other nafkaminot, including emo alimbo, and there's no chiyub pigul on it, and the Indian dam chatat, it goes on a baguette, you have to wash it off. If it's classified as dam, then they all apply. If it's not classified as dam, it won't apply to this. So if you have blood of a chatat that spills onto a beggar, then you have to wash it with kodesh. That's only true if it's dam. If it's not dam, that's not true. So number two, pigul can only happen on a matir. Pigul on a matir, that means it's dam that could go on the mizbeach. If it's not dam that could go on the mizbeach, then it wouldn't be a matir. So you have all these items, according to Tosus, that have implications if we call it dam, if we don't call it dam. But the fact that we require the chatichat al-regel before we do the kabbalat adam indicates to us that we're worried about the dam rushing up from the legs being mixed with the dam nefesh in the mizrak. Mar says, no, dilma mishum shamnunit. Maybe the problem here is the shamnunit and not the dam. So the shamnunit are the fats that are found in the legs. And what we're worried about, as Rashi explains earlier, that they're mivla bedam. The fats get mixed up or absorbed into the blood of the regel. And then they come out derech beit hashechita. We're not worried about the dam that's coming out of the beit hashechita. If you didn't cut the leg, didn't sever the leg, and the blood's rushing out, that's fine. Blood's water. Dam evarim does not have a classification of dam. What am I worried about? I'm worried about the shamnunit, the fats that are now inside the bloodstream. They're also going to come out by the shechita with the dam and nefesh, and that'll be in the mizrak. That's going to be the problem. Now the shamnunit, which does have a din of achila, does have a din of ochel, will have a problem of yotze. Does have a problem of psul. So we don't want that fat that's dissolved into the blood to cause us problems. So that's the problem over here. You can't make any conclusions about dam evarim, because it's the shamnunit that is presenting the problem, not the dam that is presenting the problem. Right? Says, okay, if you want to do that, shvamina, basar, kodshei, kalim, shiatzal, lifnei, zrikat, dam, pasul. Well, if you're going to suggest the problem here is no longer a problem of dam, getting mixed up here, but a problem of yotze in terms of the basar, the shamnunit went outside, that implies that the basar of a kodshei kalim, that's what we're speaking about here, it seems at least, about kodshei kalim that went out before zrikat dam is pasul. After zrikat dam, what are you allowed to do with kodshei kalim? You're allowed to eat them anywhere in Yerushalayim. So yotze is not an issue. After zrikat dam, yotze is clearly not an issue. Prior to zrikat dam, the question is there yotze by a kodshei kalim or not? It happens to be that Rabbi Yochanan later on in the Masechta says, no, it's not a problem. But from what we're saying over here, that the shamnunit is the problem that we're trying to get rid of over here. That the shamnunit might come into the bloodstream and causes a problem. That indicates that we think that the legs that were yotze with the shamnunit have a problem of yotze. They have a problem of leaving the azara prior to zrikat adam. So that would be against Rabbi Yochanan. So Gemara says, no. Dilma b'kodshei kadoshim. How do you know that the circumstance? Oh, it says here, Zamar Rabbi Ami, Amar Velazar, he bifnim, regla bachutz. Doesn't tell you what the bifnim and the bachutz is over here. Bifnim bachutz, we could be talking about kochei kodashim, we could be talking about kochim kalim. So the Gemara's answer to solve that problem is that we're talking about kochei kodashim and not talking about kochei kalim. So at this point in time, we had a statement by Rabbi Ami Amar Velazar that says that the chaticha must precede the shchita, not the shchita precede the chaticha. Gemara says that doesn't sound right because we had Rabbi Zeira saying yesterday, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, that you can't have a mom between Shechita and the Kabbalah. So Gemara amends the statement to say that Rabbi Yom Lazar is talking about Kabbalat Adam. That you must be Choteich Lifnei Kabbalat Adam, not Choteich Achar Kabbalat Adam. Well, what are we worried about? Why are we being Choteich in order to avoid what? So Gemara's Havamina was they were trying to avoid the Dame Varim that's found in the legs that went outside, that were Abachutz. Because everybody agrees that dam that yotze is a problem. But sar that yotze by the kochim kalim, that we have a machlokas, or at least Rabbi Yochanan suggests that it is not the problem. But by dam, everybody agrees that it's a problem. So that's what Gemara says. That's it. The problem is dam evarim. But if you do say that, then you've also said something else, which is that means dam evarim is really dam. And that Rav Nachman Minot, in terms of chiyuv karet, that Rav Nachman Minot, in terms of yotze, all these other items, that, then the Gemara says, okay, the Gemara says, I'm not going to call it dam, I'm going to say it's the shamnunit. It's the basar, the fats that are in the legs that are the problem here. Well, that suggests that a kochei kalim that left the azara prior to shikat adam, that's called yotze. Because otherwise, what's the problem here? You have shamnunit that left the area, and that's what you're worried about coming into the bloodstream? No, how do you know I'm talking about kochei kalim? I'm talking about kochei kadashim. And by kochei kadashim, everybody agrees that the basar can't go out, because even after shikat adam, where do you eat the kochei kodashim in the azara? So then, even after Shikat Adam, it's Yotze. Certainly before Shikat Adam, it'll be a problem of Yotze. So that's where we are in the Gemara. That's how we read the statement of Ami Amar Rabbi Elazar, and we reconciled it with other opinions we saw in the Masechta, that you can't have a mum in the Behema after the time that it's Shechita before Kabbalat Adam. Solve that by just cutting around the bone. We solved the problem of Dam Evirim being Dam. We said that's not the problem, it's Shamnunit. We solved the last problem, which is Rabbi Yochanan says that Kochim Kalim that leave the Azara are not problematic before Zrikat Adam. Solve that problem by saying that we're talking about Kochim Kodashim, not Kochim Kalim. Alright, the next statement, Tarabanan. Kochei kodashim shchitatan b'tzafon v'kibul daman p'chisharei b'tzafon. It's actually a Mishnah in Ezum Koman, but here we're quoting it a separate, the Breita, which deals with other issues. But when it comes to kochei kodashim, you must shech them in the northern side, and the kibul daman has to be done b'chisharei b'tzafon on the northern side. Again, we saw this with that machlokas on Chaf Aleph about what is tzafon, but this is what it's, this is the issue, because it says, ayerech ha-mizbeach tzafona, that these items must be done on the northern side of the mizbeach. Amad b'darom, if he was standing, the shochet was standing in the south, v'oshit yadol tzafon, and he stretched out his arm into the northern side, v'shachat, and he shechs it, shchitato k'shira. You see that the shchita is fine. Kibel Kabbalato Psula. On the other hand, if he does Kabbalat Adam in this manner, which is that he's standing in the south, and he sticks the vessel or the utensil into the northern side to do Kabbalat Adam, that is Psula. So this, by the way, was Tosus before. Rashi and Tosus argue about how do we know that Shchita is not an Avoda. Tosus brings this as the Raya. You see here, when it comes to Shchita, the person could be standing in the south and shechting on the north. When it comes to Kibul Daman, you must be standing in the north along with the Kabbalat Adam. So that shows you that Shechita is a different category than Kabbalat Adam. Because Shechita over here has these issues that are Ksherim, whereas by Kabbalat Adam, any other Avoda, it would be classified as Pasul. What does that show you? That Shechita is not an Avoda. Shechita can't be an Avoda, otherwise it would have the same Pasul as Kabbalat Adam, of you have to stand in the north as well as do it in the north. So this is Tosus Zrayo. When we brought it earlier, we hadn't seen it yet. But here is Tosus Zrayo that Shechita is not an Avoda, because we see the din is different between Shechita and Kabbalat Adam. So now Gemara says, Ichnish Rosho V'rubo, it puts his robe of his body and his head in, Kilu Nichnas Kulo, it's as if he's standing there. So if Rosho V'rubo is in the Tzafon, then he can do Kabbalat Adam and it's fine. Pirkasa, after the Shechita, the animal was still flopping around, V'yatzta, and on the flopping, it bounced its way out from the north into the south, and then chazra, it went back into the northern side, there k'shera. Now the chazra here has no implications. Even if it didn't go back, it's k'shera, because the shechita was done in the tzafon, which is what you need. And the behemah doesn't always have to remain in the tzafon. It has to be the shechita in the tzafon, and the kibul daman b'shtar tzafon. The fact that the animal bounced out doesn't make it pasul. You're still in the azara. It's not that it left the azara. So that's not a problem. There's no such thing as yotzei when it comes to the tzafon. Tzafon is a requirement for where the avoda must be done. It's not a requirement that the animal may not leave the tzafon. That's just not true. Kodshei kalim. So let's go. Now we're in kodshei kalim. Shechita tan bifnim. This should be anywhere in the azara. And also the Kabbat Adam has to be done in the Azara, anywhere in the Azara. Amad b'chutz v'chnis yado lifneim, if he's standing outside the Azara, sticks his hand in and does the shechita, b'shachat shechitato k'shira, that's fine. Kibel, on the other hand, if he has Kabbalat Adam in such a manner, Kabbalato psula, that Kibel Adam is pasul. Again, the differentiation that Tosu pointing out, when it's an avoda, you must be in the Azara, you must be in the Tzafon. It's not an avoda l'shechita, then you can be outside, perform the shechita inside, or you can be outside in the Darom and still perform the shechita in the Tzafon. Now, Hichnis Rosho V'rubo, he has Rosho V'rubo in the Azara, Kilo Nichas. Then it doesn't work. We'll see why. Why by the tzafon does it work? Why does over here it does not work? Pirkasav yatzta lachutz. If it flopped around after he shechted and it left the azara, v'chazra, and then came back, psula. This is where we need the chazara. Even though it came back, it bounced out and bounced in, that is psula. Shma mino. Now let's look at this. Shma mino. Basar kochim kalim shiyatza lifnei zrikat damim psulim. As what I just said. Why is Pirkasav a problem? Why is the fact that the basar kochim kalim, the whole thing bounced out of the azara after it was shechted, and then bounces back in? What's the problem here? We have a problem of yotzei. And when is this? This is all before zrikat adam. It's right after he shechted it. So you see, there is such a concept of yotzei before zrikat adam. So before, when you told me the shamnunit is the problem here because it's getting mixed up in the dam together with the dam and nefesh, we say that, well, that's only applicable by kochim kadoshim. Because by kochim kalim, we think that yotzei is not a problem. Well, here I have it. I have a bright that's telling me that kochim kalim, when you have yotzei, that is a problem. Where it says, dimo ba'aliyah v'yoteret ha-kaved u'shter klayot. Wait a minute. Kochim kalim actually comprised of different components. Part of the kochim kalim are actually kochim kadoshim. Those are the parts that are going to end up on the mizbeach. What ends up from the kochim kalim on the mizbeach? Well, the fats, the aliyah, the tail, the yoteret ha-kaved, the shtei klayot, those areas of the chelev that's going to end up on the mizbeach. That chelev that's going to end up in the mizbeach is kochei kodashim. It's not kochim kalim, it's kochei kodashim. So maybe that's the problem of the yotzei over here. The yotzei is not on the basar of the behemah, it's not on the kochei kalim aspects of it. It's on the kochei kodashim aspects of the kochei kalim. So you can't prove anything to me from this brayta. It's an interesting conversation. Shmuel's father is asking questions of his son, basically testing his knowledge of these sugyot, and he's misleading him. He basically tricks him every time, but giving him halacha, tells him this is the halacha, then he flips the halacha, and the assumption would be from the previous statement that the halacha would be such and such, and he says, no, you're wrong. It's a series of these types of questions. So he says, Bayavim Shmuel, he bifnim, ragleh b'chutz ma'u. The animal's inside, and its legs are outside, what's the din? It says you have to bring the korbanot to Hashem until the entire animal is inside. First halacha, tala v'shachat mahu. If he lifted the animal off the ground and did shechita, what's the din? I'm like, shira, it should be kasher. It says v'avium l'Hashem, they're inside the azara. They're brought to Hashem, they're entirely in there, they're just off the ground. So that shouldn't be a problem. That's what Shmuel's answer would be. Amalei, ishtabashta, you made a mistake. Be'in in shechita, yerech, beleka. You have to have shechita that is on the northern side of the mizbech, a yerech, a mizbech, tzafona. Beleka, when you're hanging up in the air, it's not a yerech, a mizbech, tzafona, because it's not in the tzafon. It's up, it's suspended in the air, that's not the tzafon. Nitma, on the other hand, what happens if the shochet himself is off the ground? Forget that the animal's off the ground, but the shachet's off the ground. B'shachat, ma'u. And then he does shechita, what's the din? Amalei psula. So Shmuel basically says, well, my father said before, that when it comes to the shechita of the behemah, if the behemah's off the ground, that's not called safon. Then if the shachet's off the ground, then he's not in the safon either. Amalei ishtabashta, he made a mistake again. Shechita yerech, velo shechita yerech. The requirement of the safon is only on the behema itself, it's not on the shochet. We just saw that before. The shochet is omed b'darom and shechs in the tzafon. It's fine because there is no requirement of the shochet being al yerchem mizbeach tzafona. There's a requirement that the behema be nishkat al yerchem mizbeach tzafona, but not that the actual shochet be there. So nitma v'kibel mahu. Same goes on. What happens if the person who's doing kabbalat tadam is not on the ground? He's not touching the ground. He's up in the air. Mahu. I'm like, shira. Says, must be, it's kasher. We just said before that a shochet doesn't have to be on the ground. So certainly the mikabel doesn't have to be on the ground. Malayishtabashta. You made a mistake again. Ein derech shirut bekach. That's not the normal way to brave shirut. Anything that's an avodah is shirut. Avodah the shirut has to be avod b'fnei Hashem. Has to be done b'fnei Hashem. Has to be done in a proper manner. Something that is considered to be a proper etiquette in the Mikdash is that you be on the ground and you're there lifnei Hashem. So that makes it a requirement that the kabel of the dam must be on the ground. Again, here this continues that proof of Tosfos that there's a difference between kabbalah and shechita. Here, kabbalah is classified as an avodah, therefore it's sheirut and you have to be on the ground. Shechita, right? Shechita, the shochet's off the ground, and we don't say that's sheirut. So that tells you number one that shechita is not sheirut. That means that it's not avodah. Tala v'kibel, so Shmuel's father moves on. He says, what happens if the animal is suspended and he does the kabbalat adam? So what would you conclude? Oh, before by shechita, tala is a problem. The shechet's not a problem. Over here by kabbalat adam, the mikabel is a problem. Certainly the kabbalat adam has to be done on the ground. The animal has to be on the ground. That's what he asked them here. Tala v'kibel ma'u amalei psula. So Shmuel continues the thought process. Says psula amalei yishtabashtu. You made a mistake again. Shechita al yerech below kabbalah al yerech. The requirement of yerech abizbech tzafona is only for shechita, not for kabbalat adam. Now, even though kabbalat adam, right, the kabbalat adam shirut is not a problem. The mikabel is on the ground. The mikabel is on the ground, but the kabbalat adam is now just being above the ground, so that's fine. We have two statements. Abaye and Rova now make statements. We just had Avuah de Shmuel give us a series of dinim about being off the ground. And we had four cases, and out of those four cases, we came up with the dinim. One is shechita with the animal off the ground. That, we said, is problematic. Shochet off the ground, fine. Kabbalat adam with the mikabel off the ground is problematic. The kabbalat adam with the behema off the ground, that's not problematic. So those are the four halacha we just said. Now, Amar Abaye. Abaye says, Bekotche kodashim. When we're talking about Kodesh HaKodeshim, Kulan Psulot, everything is Pasul, Bar Minitla B'Shachat, except for the fact that the Shochet's off the ground. The Shochet being off the ground is fine. Other than that, everything else is Pasul, including, which he's arguing now on the Avod Shmuel, including Kabbalat Adam. By the fact of Kabbalat Adam, where you do the Kabbalah and the animal's off the ground, Avod Shmuel said that's fine. Abaye is saying that's not fine. It's got to be, the Kabbalah's got to be done on the ground. Everything is kasher except for the person who's receiving the dam must be on the ground because of shirut. For shirut, he must be on the ground, but everything else is kasher. That means he's arguing on avod shmuel in this point. By avod shmuel, the shechita has to be on the ground. The animal that's being nishchat must be on the ground. According to this, by Abaye, the animal does not have to be on the ground either. It's only the kabbalat adam, the mikabel himself must be on the ground. Otherwise, everything else is kasher. So he argues on avod shmuel on those two points. By Kodshei Kaleim, he argues on the fact that the shechita, the behema nishchat, must be on the ground. Abaye says, no, it doesn't. By Kodshei Kodeshim, he argues on the fact that the behema that's nikabel from doesn't have to be on the ground. Abaye says, yes, it does have to be on the ground. Everything by Kabbalat Adam has to be on the ground. That's Abaye's statement. Amar Rava. Rava says, I don't understand you, Abaye. Maishna tala v'kibel b'kodshei kolim. Why, by Kodshei Kaleim, if the animal's off the ground and you do Kabbalat Adam, it's kshera? Davir pnim, kim pnim dami. Because you're basically saying that when it's in the airspace of the Azara, that's classified as being in the Azara. So, b'kodshei kodeshim nami. So then why, when it comes to Kodshei Kaleim, do you say if the behema is off the ground, it's no good? Avir tzafon, kim tzafon dami. What, you require tzafon by Kabbalat Adam? The airspace of the tzafon is just as good as the tzafon. So, Amar Rava. Rava says, amends it like this and basically agrees with Avu Deshmo. Which is Ben Kodshei Kodeshim, Ben Kodshim Kalim, Kshirot, everything is Kasher. Bar, what are the two exceptions? Mitala v'shachat b'Kodshei Kodeshim. When you do Shechita of Kodshei Kodeshim and it's off the ground, that's problematic. Nitla v'kibel, or if the mikabel is off the ground, ben bekotchei kadoshim, ben bekotchei kalim, then that's problematic. And that is exactly like avodah d'shmua. Because where do we require by shechita that the nishchat, the animal who's being nishchat, be on the ground? That's only by kodesh kodashim, because there is a requirement of a yerach mizbeach tzafona. That only applies to kodesh kodashim. But when it comes to kodesh kalim, they don't have a requirement of tzafon, and they don't have a requirement of yerach mizbeach. It should have to be lifnei Hashem. So therefore, if it's tala, even if it's in the air, it's going to be fine. And even Avos Shmuel will agree with that point. When it comes to kabbalat adam, that is a problem of shirut. When it comes to Sheirut, the Mekabel, who's doing the Avodah, must be grounded. He must be on the ground to be considered proper Sheirut. So that will apply both to Kodshei Kaliim and Kodshei Kadashim, that you must be on the ground to do Kabbalat Adam. Again, that's exactly like the Avodah Shmuel that says that the Kabbalat Adam must be done on the ground. So the Rava does, he says exactly like Avodah Shmuel, but he just defines for you by Shechita, that Shechita only applies, that issue of Shechita only applies to Kodshei Kadashim, not to Kodshei Kaliim. Not that he's arguing necessarily on Avodah Shmuel, he's just explaining to you that's the only time you have a requirement of your So the Gemara says, "Boy, me Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Zera, who bifnim b'tzitziyato b'chutz? The Kohen is inside, but his locks of hair, his curls, are outside the mikdash. His hair is basically outside. Mao, what's the din? I'm like, lava mart, viviyum lashem. Didn't you say that the loch is when it comes to bringing the beima, the korban, to the mikdash? Viviyum lashem, it's devo kulo bifnim. That the entirety of the animal must be brought in." Achanami bivolam el omoid. The kohen has to come to the omoid. Also, achivo kulol omoid until the entirety of the kohen is inside of omoid. So the requirement of bringing the animal entirely into the azara to be kosher will also apply to the kohenim. Kohenim must be entirely in the azara for the avodah that they do to be kosher, and that's why if tzitziot will show outside, that's going to create a problem over here because part of the kohen is outside. Okay, new Mishnah. Let me just introduction. We're talking about Zrikat Adam here. And Zrikat Adam requirement is to be brought on the Mizbeach, number one. Number two is different carbonotes have different requirements where the dam is. Some are in the Mala, above the Chut HaSikra. Some of them are below the Chut HaSikra. Now, they also have to realize, like by the Olah and others, there's a requirement that the Zrikat Adam be done Kenegra Yesod. That has to be done where there is a Yesod, the Mizbeach. So therefore, when we sprinkle it on the Mizbeach, it has to be in a location where below that area there is a Yesod. So now, Nano Agabe Akevesh. If he sprinkled the dam instead of on the Mizbeach, he did it on the ramp. Shalom keneged ha-yisod, or he did it low keneged ha-yisod, sprinkled the dam on the southeastern side of the Mizbeach. Southeastern side of the Mizbeach does not have a yisod. If he does the matnot dam there, that would also be problematic. Natanet and nitanim lamata lamalo. He put those that should, the dam that should be below the Chut HaSikra, he does it above the Chut HaSikra. Nitanim lamalo, those that are required to be done above the Chut HaSikra, lamata. Nitanim lifnim bachutz. Animals that have to be taken in, the dam, the zrik, it's really hazayat the dam that is done in the kodesh, or the kodesh kodeshim, that dam he does, instead of doing bifnim, he does it outside of the mizbeach chitzon, or the other way around. So the tanim bachutz, the batanot that were done in the mizbeach chitzon, bifnim, he brings them in, pasul, all of these are pasul, none of these work. In terms of the korban, it's pasul, ve'ein bo karet. And there is no chiyuv karet associated with this. So the beima, he did it, everything is wrong, and it doesn't work. But nevertheless, there's no chiyuv karet associated with this, because even if you eat it, it doesn't have a din of pigol, it doesn't have a din of notai. We'll see what the issues are, but there's no din of karet over here. So now we have a statement by Shmuel, which will carry us through the rest of the amud here. Amar Shmuel. Pasul basar. When the Mishnah says here pasul, it means that it's inedible. The Kohanim or the Balim may not consume the Korban over here. Aval Balim nit kapru. But it works as a kapara for the balim. My time, oh. The Amar Kra, the pasuk says, "V'nani netativ lachem al mizbeach lechaper." Kevin sheigia dam la mizbeach nitkapru balim. As long as the dam ended up on the mizbeach, then it's the balim are done. Now, in terms of a chilat basar, I needed to get to the right place because there it says that when the mizbeach is happy, then you get the basar. But over here, where the kapara is done in a substandard manner, so the kapara will work, but it will not be matir, the basar. It will not allow you to eat the basar. Now, what is Shmuel talking about? Shmuel is modifying our Mishnah. It's qualifying our Mishnah, and it's making this statement. Tosus over here says, well, obviously Shmuel can't be talking about the whole Mishnah, because there's certain instances in the Mishnah where the blood doesn't end up on the Mizbeach. First of all, the Kevesh. When you sprinkle it on the ramp, that's not ending up in the Mizbeach. So you could claim it's chaprub against the Mizbeach. What are you going to suggest to me? That the Kevesh, the ramp, has the same din as the Mizbeach. And we do see that in certain dinim by Kochim, that the ramp has the same din as the Mizbeach. So it says, I don't think over here that's true. The Kevesh does not have a din of Mizbeach to be nitchaper. So Tosa says, by the ramp, if the blood's on the ramp, no go. Even Shmuel agreed, no kapara. Tosa also says, wait a minute, when it comes to the dam of a korban that should have gone on, a korban chatat that should have gone on the Mizbeach chitzon, if you take that dam into the Kodesh, what's the din? You bring the dam of a behema of a chatat chutz, a chatat chitzon into the inside of the Kodesh, the Kodesh Kodeshim, pasul. The korban is pasul the gamrei. So how could you suggest if he sprinkles the dam that should be on the Mizbeach chitzon inside, that have nitchapur of alim, that doesn't work? Because as soon as you bring the dam inside, the dam is pasul. You can never have a zayah inside with a Mizbeach chitzon. Based on that, Tosfos suggests over here that those two cases, Shmuel is not speaking about. The case of the Kevesh, and the case of a Mizkorban Chutz, that's dam is bifnim, since over there, the Korban is pasul gamra, right? You didn't get it to the Mizbeach, that's not going to help you. There's no kaparat ha-balim over here. There is, Tosfos in the end comes back and brings another shita that maybe the Kevesh HaMizbeach is like the Mizbeach, and therefore it would work, and therefore the only exceptional case would be a case where he brought a case of a Chatat Chitzonit into the Pnima, and there even Rashi, everybody would agree that that's, Shmuel would say that that's not Mitchapur Balim. Alright, now, Gemara is going to challenge the statement of Shmuel. Yochi, Gemara says, if it works for Kaparat HaBalim, Basar Nami. Why doesn't the Basar get go? If you say an Adil Lachem on Mizbeach Chaper, once it gets the Mizbeach and the Kapara is done, why isn't the Basar Mutar? So when it says, I'm a call Lichaper, a Chapara Netatif, a Lola Davar Acher. The Mizbeach takes care of the Kapara, takes care of the Balim, but it does not take care of anything else, meaning the Basar. It's not a matir in terms of anything else that Kapara Tadam would do. It's only it takes care of the Balim that Kapara has been accomplished here. Alma, Kasavar Shalobim Komo, Kim Komo Dami. The conclusion from this is that Shmuel believes that if you do a matan dam on Mizbeach in the wrong place, it's as if you did it in the right place. You did it in the right place because you're getting kapara. You didn't do it in right enough place to eat the basar, but still it's considered to be the right place then. It's not the idach pirkin. We have a mishnah in the next parak. Nadal ala kevesh. Place it on the ramp. Shalok neged yisod. In a place where there is no yisod, on the southeastern corner of Mizbeach. Natana nitanim lamato lamalo. The blood that should have gone lamato, he puts above. Etanitim lamalo lamato. Etanim bifnim b'chutz, etanim b'chutz bifnim. Im yesh dama nefesh. If there's still dama nefesh left in that animal, yachzor ha-kasher. Then someone who's kasher should go back, v'kabel, and do another kabbalat adam. This Mishnah's time hold up, but he did the avoda incorrectly. So if there is dam and nefesh left, we go back and we recollect the dam and nefesh and redo the avoda. Wait a minute. If you say here that shlobim kamo is a din mekamo, lamele yachzora kasher v'yikabel. Why is it the kasher have to do the avoda over again? What are you going to say? Oh, the second zrikat adam will help you out for achilat basar. Is there ever such a concept that you can do zrikat adam that's not mechaper on the balim and that allows the basar to be eaten? You're right. If it was a kasher putting it on, that would have been the case. It was placed on here with someone who was a pasul. So the other meaning of the Gemara was that the Mishnah is discussing a case where a kosher kohen went ahead and missed, and he did the avodah incorrectly. He went ahead and he sprinkled the dam in a place that it shouldn't be done. What's the Gemara's conclusion, or what's the Gemara's suggestion based on the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, well, if he did it wrong, go back and do it right. How do you go back and do it right? You go back to the Behemah, there's dam and nefesh left, you mekabel that dam, then you bring it to the Mizbeach and do the Zrikat Hadam again properly. What does that show you? That shows that the first time you did it, it didn't work. Well, according to Shmuel, if you do it in the wrong place, it's Nidchaper. You did it right. It worked. Why are you going back and doing it again if it worked the first time? So the Gemara says, oh, maybe you want to suggest that he's doing it a second time in order to make the Basar Mutar Ba'achila. Where it says you can't separate. You can't have it that Dam is Mechaper and does nothing for the Basar. And then you have Dam that is not Mechaper and that's Matir the Basar. That doesn't work. It only works together. If the dam is mechaper, it's matir the basar. The dam is not mechaper, it's not matir the basar. Yes, we have a puzzle to separate the bin here, but that means that the dam works to be mechaper, but the basar is definitely not mutar, because the second sprinkling is nothing according to you. According to you, you were yotzei with the first sprinkling. So that's a question on Shmuel's statement. My answer is up. If the first person who did the sprinkling, you're right, everything would be done after the first sprinkling. Over here, that mishnah is the context of psulim. We're talking about psulim doing avodah. So if an apostle does the avodah and does it incorrectly, then you have two problems. One, it was done incorrectly. Now we can get over it because Shmuel says that's mechaper. But the second problem is that he was a pasul. If he's a pasul, he did nothing. That's not called avoda. So the avoda was never done. That's why you have to be chozer mikabel and do it again properly. Now, the second sprinkling is doing both. So the zrika the dam is doing the kapara, and it also will be matir the basar, because if it's done correctly now, you've rectified what was done incorrectly before. So they basically say about Shmuel's statement is only true, where if everything else is okay with the avoda, you just sprinkled it in the wrong place. But there's some other psul in the avoda, then when you do it incorrectly, you can't be mechaper because there's another variable that you didn't take into account. The psul, he doesn't bring kapara at all. So the guy says, okay, if that's the case, why don't you say v'havei dichoy? That there was nitched, the beima was nitched. Why? Because somebody, a psul came, and sprinkled the blood in the wrong place. But if a pasul got involved in the avoda, why don't we say now that the beima is precluded from being brought as a karban anymore? He was dochet. Titzan, we have a mishnah. V'chulam shekiblu chutz lizmano v'chutz limkamo. If you do kabbalat adam chutz lizmano v'chutz limkamo, that it's pigul. Whereas the problem chutz limkamo im yesh dam nefesh yachzor kasher v'yikabel. If there's blood left in the animal, go back, do another kabbalat adam, and do it right. Kiblo in, zarkolo. That's only true of Kabbalat Adam, that's not true of Zrikat Adam. Sounds like from this statement in the Mishnah, the Kabbalat Adam can be redone, but Zrikat Adam cannot be redone. My time, La Mishum Dabik Dichui. What's the difference between Kabbalat Adam and Zrikat Adam? Well, it must be that there is Dichui over here. And if there's Dichui, you can no longer sprinkle the blood on Mizbeach again. So why can you rectify the Kabbalat Adam, but you cannot rectify the zrikat adam? Well, that's because of this concept called dichoy. I says, well, Mishum the pasul b'machshava, that he used it, he thought the wrong thoughts when he was doing it, and that's what causes the psul over here. He thought to do it for someone who is pasul, or something that is pasul, and that's what caused the problem over here. I says, yochi kabbalah nami. If you have a machshavet, a problematic machshava by kabbalat adam, a kabbalat adam is just like an avodah of zrikat adam. So if the machshava can be pasul by zrika, can be pasul by kabbalat adam also. Vote. Second of all, mi pasla machshava. Since when is machshava a problem? Amarova, ein machshava melet. El misha roi lavoda. Vudavar roi lavoda. Makom roi lavoda. Machshava is only problematic when you have everything else that's right. That means that it's done with someone who's roi lavoda, not done a puzzle. Davar roi lavoda is something that is roi lavoda, and a makom roi lavoda. A place has to be in the mazara, in the place where it is roi lavoda. It has to be done by someone who's roi lavoda, a kohen. And it has to be something that is ra'oi d'avodah, which is somewhat unclear what this is. Rashi claims that it's the karban ha'omer. It has to be something that is a karban that has other aspects, the other times in the mikdash that it's used. So you have that by the karban ha'omer is brought from sorim. Nothing else in the mikdash is brought from sorim. There is a minchat sota that is brought from sorim, but that's kemach over there. It's not a mincha that's mixed up. So said as we ra'oi d'avodah means that it's brought in other times of the year that the type of karban is used. That's why they use it. Tosa says, Ra'ui l'avodah, talking about here that the Seorim are Chadash. Because until the Karban Omer is brought, then there's a problem of Chadash. So since it's not over here, Ra'ui, to be l'avodah, because it's Chadash, any of these cases will be exceptions, and you won't have a Makshava by them. So Gemara says, if that's the case, then you can't make such a differentiation. We have Zrika and Kabbalah. We have a din that Kabbalah, you'd redo it. Zrika says you can't redo it. So our first suggestion is the difference between them is Dichui. That once the Pasul got involved with the Zrika the Dam, it's all over. Because Zrika the Dam is where the Kapara is done. And if he's done by a Zar, if he's done by some of his Pasul, that'll be Dochet. That'll be the name is pushed out, and we can no longer rectify the situation. Gemara says, no, we're talking about Makshava. The Pasul here is that he has the wrong thoughts. If he has the wrong thoughts by Kapara, Pasul. But then we say, if he has the wrong thoughts by Kabbalat Adam, you can rectify it. Wait a minute, why? What's the difference? Why is Pasul Makshava work by Zrikat Adam? Doesn't work by Kabbalat Adam. And on top of that, who says Makshava works over here? Makshava, we're talking about somebody who's Pasul, who's doing the Avoda. Someone's Pasul doing the Avoda. Rava tells us that only a Kohen can have a Makshava. That's Pusel the Karban. If you have a Zar, who's not supposed to be doing the Avoda, he can't do a makshava and ruin the korban. So that can't be the explanation of the difference between Zrika and Kabbalah. So Mara says, Lo tema zarku, don't say the exception here is zarku, elolo, ema shachto. The problem is shachto. We say that what? Kabbalat adam, you can rectify. Shachto, shchita, you cannot rectify. Maika mashmalan. So what's it teaching us? The pasla machshava. That the machshava is problematic. So that, what do you mean? Tanina. We have an explicit mishnah that says, pika chen poslim be machshava. Right, that they make machshava. They create a psul of machshava. It says, haka mashmalan. To mikabal elech lo pasul machshava. From Kabbalah ve'elech, from the time of Kabbalah Tadam and onward, a Zar cannot be posel with a Makshava. So the fact that a Zar is kasher to do Shechita opens up the door that he can also be posel the Karban with a Makshava. And that's what the Mishnah is saying. Lefikach. Since Zarim can do Shechita, hein poslim v'makshava, they create a psul of Makshava. So Zarim can't have a psul Makshava. Well, if that's the case, why don't we say by the other Avodot, they can also be posel of a Makshava? Where it says, no, that's Kamash Malon, the Mekabal of Eilach, lo pasla Makshava. That's exactly what we're coming to teach you over here. The other Breita is coming to teach you, not what the Mishnah says, that you can have a psul Makshava by Shechita. It's coming to teach you the other side of it, which is that that's only true of Shechita, but not from Kabbalah of Eilach. Because from Kabbalah ve'elech is kasher be'kohen, and since the kasher be'kohen and a zar does the avoda cannot have a machshevet psul on it. So the teacher has nothing about dichoy over here. This bright that we brought, we thought teaches about dichoy, and there'll be a problem over here. Because then if you say a psul did the zrika d'dam, how can you go back and do it again? Because it's nitche. So my says, no, this bright that we brought has nothing to do with nitche, it has to do with psul machshava. Ah, psul machshava, why should there be a difference between zrika and kabbalat adam? But it says, you read it wrong, we're not talking about zrikat adam over here. Din of kabbalat adam versus shchitat, abeheima. Ah, why is there a difference in psul machshava? That has to do with a zar. A zar that's kasher to do shchitat of the kodshim, therefore, his machshava will impact. And then, but Kabbalah of Eilach, the other three avodot that can only be done by a Kohen, only Kohen can have a Makshev Psul. Therefore, if a Zar goes in and does the Zrik of the Dam, he has no impact on the Beima. Number one, it's not Nidchet, because we don't have any proof that there's Dichoy in such a case. And number two is, his Psul Makshava won't have any impact, because he's a Zar and not a Kohen. And based on that, we'll still have the Din of Shmuel. The Din of Shmuel will be that it works for Zrik of the Dam, it takes care of it, but it doesn't take care of the Basar. Why did he have to redo the Zrika d'Adam over here? Why did he redo the Kabbalah and the Zrika d'Adam? Because exactly that. It was done by a Pasul. A Pasul, when you put it on the Mizbeach, that can't be rectified. Now, if it was a Kohen who did it up front, that would have been fine. Because even though it was put in the wrong location, nevertheless, it got to the Mizbeach. It's the Mizbeach that's Kasher. That's not a Kohen, someone who's Kasher doing the Avodah. If he makes a mistake, it's still Kasher. And then if you have a Zar doing the Avodah, it's not only he did it wrong, but he himself is not Roi the Avodah. Since he's not Roi the Avodah, he can't affect the Karban, or he can't effectively get it to be Mechaper, and that's why the Kohen has to bring it again, and do it again, in order to make sure that the Balim get Kapara. We'll stop over here.